Welcome to Corey's Conscious Living Podcast, where you'll find bedtime stories for children of all ages. Are you ready to meditate with Corey? Make sure that you're all comfortable in your bed, that the light is just right in your room, so that you can lay still and quiet and relax your body. Close your eyes and listen to the story if it feels good for you, and that way maybe it will help you to fall asleep quicker. Tucker had been keeping the fact that he'd found what he thought was another magical stone. He'd been digging for 2 days, on and off, without saying anything to anyone. He found a stone that looked very similar to the other one. It was pearly, like a cloudy white opal stone. And once again, this one had got gold veins running through it. The last time he used the stone, he had to hold it up to the moon before an angel appeared inside of the stone and gave them one wish. One magical thing that she would do. That's when Leo, without talking about it with everyone else, had the thought that it would be pretty cool to be human. And before you know it, they all were. Tucker liked being human a lot. He was pretty cool as a human. He liked everything about it. And he'd been thinking about that ever since it had happened, and he wanted to be human again. Hence, he was digging, looking for a magical stone. Luckily for Tucker, he found one. He thought maybe he would have to wait until it was a full moon once again. And of course that only happens once a month, sometimes twice a month if it's a special month. They were all on the back garden, sunbathing. All being Heidi, Cherry, Vaya, Tucker and Leo. Mr. Kitty had gone away for a few days with his mum. Cherry had got sunglasses on. She was laid there saying how bright the sun was. OMG! I mean, even with my sunglasses, I can barely see anything. So bright today. The sun is so hot and so bright. This gave Tucker an idea. What if his magical stone worked in the day with the sun and not just the moon? He went to the part of the garden that he'd hidden his stone in. There was a statue of Buddha in the garden. He'd pushed the stone underneath the statue to keep it safe. He dug a little bit and pulled out the stone. Walked over to where everyone was stood and said,
Well, guys, before you say anything, don't say anything, right? But you never know. You never know.
He showed them all the stone. Cherry was excited.
OMG, Tucker! Is that the stone?
Tucker said,
No, Cherry, it's not, unfortunately, but it's a different stone, and I was wondering, right, maybe, just maybe, this stone is magical like the other stone, the stone of the angel, that one. It might be just like that one. And we might be able to go back there, guys. We might be able to go back and be human again and have so much fun being in a boy body and a girl body instead of a dog body and a cat body.
Freya said, Oh, but. She was trying to get out that it was a full moon the last time it happened. Eventually, she said,
it was a full moon the last time. Do we have to wait?
Tucker said,
oh, I don't think so, Veya. I don't think so. I think, you know, that maybe, just maybe, this one might work. Any time, you never know.
Leo perked up some interest. Heidi said, well, there's only one way to find out. They all kind of gathered round together and watched as Tucker held his new stone up to the sun. The sun shined bright behind the stone, and the gold veins that ran through the stone sparkled really, really bright. And then, as if electricity had burst through the stone, there, in the middle of it, is the golden angel. It was as if angels all at once were singing, oh. She was beautiful. Her big golden wings were moving and flapping as if she was treading water in the sky. You get one wish. Just one wish. Just like the last time. They all looked at each other, super excited. Leo said, do you think I have to say it? Or do you think it could be any of us? Because it was me that thought it last time. Veya said,
maybe we should just make that the normal routine. Leo, think the same thought.
Leo closed his eyes and thought about being human. When he opened his eyes, they were all sat there on the garden, in human bodies, wearing human clothes. Veya looked down first. Her outfit was pretty darn awesome. She looked like some kind of throwback into the 80s. She felt like Cyndi Lauper when she was in that video when she sang Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. She stood up. She had bright pink and black stripy tights on, a pink tutu rah-rah princess dress. She had a pink bow that was made out of net, the same as her tutu, tied round her left wrist, and she had a pink headband on. She felt so cool.
Oh my gosh, I just love being a girl.
She started to dance around the garden. Cherry, today, was wearing jean shorts and a bikini top. She said, absolutely beside herself.
OMG! OMG! Look how cool I look in a bikini!
Heidi was wearing just a plain white t-shirt with cut-off jeans. She felt very cool. Even though her outfit was quite simple, it just felt like her completely, especially on this hot day. Tucker was just wearing shorts, no t-shirt, and he had a little bit of abs going on. Cherry instantly noticed. OMG, she said to herself. She didn't say it out loud. Leo, tall and slender, had a beige t-shirt on, and he had green cargo shorts on. He felt pretty cool too. All in all, they all basically took a few minutes to look at what they were wearing, to check out their human bodies, and now that it was the second time that they were actually in them, they'd started to take a bit more notice. Cherry said,
"Oh, look how many freckles I've got! I've even got them on my tummy! I'm so freckly! OMG, thank goodness I like freckles, because if I didn't like freckles, I think I'd die. I do really seriously, really, really seriously like freckles."
Freya said,
"Oh, Cherry, they're so cute. I wish I had freckles."
She was blonde and she was pale and her skin looked really delicate, almost transparent, as if you could see through it. When she looked down at her arms, she had thin, tiny veins that she could see almost underneath her skin, in certain parts of her skin. She looked like a delicate rose petal. Tucker said,
"You know what would be absolutely awesome that I've always wanted to do?"
Leo said,
"What?"
Tucker said,
"Go to camp."
Cherry said,
"OMG, you never guess what, right? I have this friend, right, called Sally, and she is actually going to sixth grade camp. They're actually going, I think, was it yesterday? Were they going to go yesterday? It might have even been today. Let's go over to Sally's house and see if we can just tag along to sixth grade camp. No one will notice."
When they got to the camp, they found themselves in a big room. All the girls in one room, all the boys in a different room. There was 11 in the room that Cherry and Heidi and Vaya were staying in. 11 girls. The boys' room was exactly the same, but it was on the opposite end of the building. There was quite a lot of rooms like that, because there was a lot of kids. There were different schools that had come to the same camp at the same time, so it wasn't just Sally's school that was there. Luckily, the camp was absolutely enormous. They had so many activities that you could do there. All the activities were organized, so it wasn't as if you could just go and do whatever you wanted. At different times and at different days, they had different things that they were doing. It was all quite structured. You could go canoeing. They had a climbing wall. You could go hiking. There was a zip line, which everyone was super excited about going on. At nighttime, they were going to do campfire stories. When it got to lunchtime, they could all hang out together. Tucker said,
"The food here is absolutely great."
Leo said, "Oh, I'm not so sure about that. Off of it's kind of like brown."
Cherry said, "What do you mean, brown?"
Leo said, "Well, it's either like chicken nuggets, brown, pizza, brown, mac and cheese, burnt, brown, or like corn dogs, brown."
Tucker said, "What's wrong with brown food?"
Heidi said, "Well, it's not the healthiest, is it?"
Faye said, "They have got a salad bar."
Leo said, "Yeah, that sounds good. Do you want to go get a salad?" Leo and Vaya went to go get salad. Cherry was very happy with all the brown food. She had a plate full of it. She went and sat next to Tucker. Today, Tucker had on a blue denim shirt with poppers on it. It was very cool, and he had jeans on. She could smell that he was wearing some kind of deodorant or aftershave. He smelled like walking through Target or something. On the on the smelly aisles. She closed her eyes and took a big, deep sniff. He smelt delicious. As a cat, she never actually thought anything like that smelt nice. But as a girl, she liked it. A lot. In fact, she'd borrowed. Not that she could give it back. But she'd borrowed a spray of perfume from Sally. So she was smelling pretty good herself right now. She kept wafting her hand around her neck as if to send the scent in Tucker's direction. Tucker was on his third corn dog. Didn't notice a thing. She sighed.
Tucker, you smell really nice.
Tucker looked at Cherry and said, thanks. He sniffed his armpit. Didn't say anything about Cherry. Cherry elbowed Tucker and said,
Tucker, can't you smell my perfume?
Tucker sniffed deep into Cherry's neck.
Yeah, it smells nice.
He went on to eat his chicken nuggets. That was it. That's all she got. She blushed a little bit, thinking, what could she say next? And then Leo and Vaya sat down at the table with their salads. Heidi had discovered that there was the bestest library there at camp. She practically spent every minute there, unless she'd been dragged somewhere to do one of the outside activities. She had also met lots of new friends in there. She met one girl called Emily. Emily was homesick. And Heidi felt really sorry for her. So every day they would meet and they would pretend that they were writing letters home. Even though Heidi wasn't really homesick, she did it along with Emily so that Emily felt like she had a friend. And she also wasn't embarrassed about being homesick. When they wrote their letters, they would read them to each other. That's where Heidi was now. She wasn't in the canteen where everybody eats. Vaya told everyone that she liked the zip line.
Have you all been on it yet? Oh my, it's so amazing. You actually feel like you're flying.
Cherry said,
you know what? I haven't been on it yet. When are you going on it, Tucker? Have you been on it yet?
Tucker said,
no, not yet. We're supposed to go on this afternoon.
Cherry said,
I think we do too. Maybe we can go on together.
Tucker said, that's not allowed.
Cherry said,
well, maybe it is. You never know.
Tucker said, no, it's not allowed. Safety. You have to go on your own.
Cherry, darn it.
I think I want to go paddleboarding. Have you been paddleboarding yet, guys?
Leo said he was actually good at it. I couldn't believe it, Cherry. Something I was actually really good at. And I wasn't nervous at all. I think paddleboarding is my thing. I didn't get any hives. I didn't get a rash from the water. I didn't get anything. It was so awesome. Vaya smiled at Leo and said that she liked paddleboarding too, but her favourite was definitely ziplining. Tucker found himself staring off into space. There were so many kids at this camp. So many girls, so many other boys, so much to do. He loved it. He couldn't eat fast enough to get off and get going and get doing something new and something exciting, meeting all the different girls, having lots of new guy friends. It was just the best. Cherry was watching Tucker, looking at everyone else, and Cherry was wishing that Tucker would look at her. She decided to give up on the idea, for now anyway. She stood up and went over to to talk to two boys that she'd met yesterday. She took her tray with her, and she went and sat at their table. Tucker noticed. Tucker said to Leo, "Who's that?" Leo shrugged his shoulders. "Don't know." Vaya said, "Oh, that's Tom and that's Devon. They're from a different school across town. Cherry said that they're really nice." Tucker said,
"Yeah, bet they are."
He decided he wasn't hungry anymore. He went and put his tray and his plate over where you're supposed to stack them in the canteen. Then he left to go do something else. Cherry watched him walk out. And then she went back talking to her new friends. The cats and the dogs spent 3 days at camp. And then it was time to come back. When they came back, they got back to Tucker and Leo's house. And Tucker pulled out the stone. He held it up to the sun. And then all of a sudden, each one of them sneezed and turned back into cats and dogs. Tucker put his stone back underneath the Buddha statue in the garden to keep it safe this time.
"That was so darn cool," said Tucker, running around chasing his tail over and over and over again.
Leo said, "I really enjoyed camp." Heidi said, "I met so many friends and I've got so many new books I need to read." Vaya said, "I've discovered that I like other clothes as well as princess dresses. I really enjoyed camp. It was so cool." Cherry said, "OMG, camp was definitely the best. And I'm just wondering, how are you supposed to call boys when you're a cat? When they've given you your number?
When you were a girl?"
Tucker said, "Cherry, you can't! You're a cat!"
The end.